with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes.
Welcome back. Once again, it's the discussion between the segments that has money in it, but whatever. We probably shouldn't talk about that. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're glad you're tuning in on this holiday weekend. I hope it's going really well for you. You've already had a couple barbecues, and you're planning a couple more because that's what's on our agenda. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. And tell me about this poutine you made us.
You know, that's funny because Conrad accused me of thinking of what he was thinking of.
Right, yeah. It's a Ted Nugent song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Wang
and
dang,
it sounds
sweet
like
poutine.
It sounds like poutine.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling you, I've settled into a very nice place to work, and my boss is the reason I went there is because he's from Canada, and he's the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. A big fisherman, not a very big man. I mean, he's kind of a sawed-off dude, but he's very quiet, and when he talks, you listen. And he's the branch manager, and I'm one of the branches.
There you go, buddy.
So him being from Canada, and, of course, we love talking about food. And he started going off a week or two ago about poutine. Mm-hmm. And I had a little time warp where I went back to my days of working in Canada just not that long ago. But I didn't, when I first got there, I didn't know. My boss kept talking about poutine, and I didn't know what it was. And he's like, oh, you got it. And then he described it, and I'm like, I don't know. That just sounds weird. That doesn't even sound good to me. And then he took me to his favorite establishment that made it.
Poutine joint?
Properly.
And they have a pole in the middle of the room there?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Nope. But it's basically nice, hot, crispy French fries laced with
gravy.
Cheddar curds, cheese curds, cheddar, and then with some gravy on top. And it sounds weird, but I'll tell you what, if your fries are hot and your poutine is room temperature when you put them in, you don't want them cold. You want these things to melt instantly.
The cheese curds.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you put some nice gravy on it. And that's where a lot of the people have their variations. It's the gravy.
Okay.
So I took his tip and I used a turkey gravy literally out of a jar, because I don't have a turkey around right now. And it's French's. And then I took some of Sobey's beef rub.
Oh, yeah.
And put it in there and darkened it up along with a little bit of my magic sauce, the stuff I put on brisket. And it turned out, well, you tasted it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a gravy guy anyway. My wife, every time she's making gravy, she goes, taste this.
Wait, time out. You've been preaching ketchup for 15 years.
No, I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't put them on pasties.
Right, yeah.
I'm
a gravy guy on pasties.
Don't blast.
No, ketchup. Ketchup
don't
on
blaspheme on the grilling guy.
Right. So back to the poutine.
My wife always has me fix up her gravy for.
Yeah.
It's just something I can do.
Right.
Right? And I'm, you know, I'm a little fanatical about flavoring and profiles and like to have.
You're a grilling guy.
It a certain way. And if I'm happy, you know it's really good, because
I would concur.
I insist. And so that gravy, I thought, turned out really nice. And then when it does, I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, taste this gravy.
Yeah.
Taste this gravy. And she's like, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what you did to it.
So are you fries are a debate in my house.
Yes.
I like them thin and crispy. My wife likes the big wedges that are a little bit soft.
Not
still.
For poutine.
Right.
Can't do it.
Right. So, but making those fries, they weren't deep fried, were they? They
yeah.
were oven baked.
Oh,
were
no.
they deep fried?
No,
did you deep fry them? I didn't
the fryer
see that.
Outside. Okay. You were in yapping with the women while I'm doing
pool,
all the work.
Right. Yeah. While Jim wrestles the alligator, I'll go back and see how dinner's going.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But I'm with you. I want the crispy fries for poutine especially, because that gravy is going to want to make them a little soggy.
Right.
And you don't want to put too much gravy on them, and you want the gravy on the cheese part.
Right.
So it melts it, and it makes this wonderful slurry that just is just fantastic, and you just pig right up.
Right. And you don't need anything on it either. You eat it's served there. No condiments.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my boss, he's an Ontario boy, and he started bitching about getting poutine here at a Mexican restaurant. And I'm like, well, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Right. First of all, he doesn't like Mexican food.
Right, yeah.
John.
Yeah, and second of all,
you're getting poutine in a Mexican restaurant.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, he doesn't like anything hot either. So, you know, it's like, I don't know why you went there, but that's not a true Canadian experience.
Right.
You can just shoot across to Windsor, and you can find all kinds of good poutine.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, so crispy fries in the deep fryer. If you only have an air fryer, that's fine, too. You have a countertop fryer you use. I use frozen fries.
Okay.
There's many variations
you can use.
Do you
thaw them first? Or
no.
Right.
Nope.
Exactly.
And because as much as I'd like to think I've got it down, I do not got it down in terms of fresh potatoes. There's lots of things you could do. My daughter Maggie walked me through her way, and I like hers. And, you know, they're just never quite the same.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what they do in that potato factory, but they do it good.
Yeah. Well, they've been
and
doing
I hardly
it
ever eat French fries.
Right. Right.
When I do.
Because they're no good by themselves. You got to have cheese and gravy on them, right?
I don't know, boys.
I'm telling you.
Well, they don't sell them at a drive-thru, so most of America has never had it before. Poutine, right? Because you don't want to eat that driving down the road. It's drippy.
Right.
You want to do that with a fork and a plate. You don't want to eat those in a box. That
it's like a pasty.
Yeah.
You got to eat it on a plate.
Right. Yeah.
Sounds really good. I love cheese curds. I mean, that's
I do too.
That's something incredible right there.
And you got to use the cheddar.
That's where I was going. Is you got to use the right curd. That not Colby and not
the
a white
cheddar.
Cheddar.
No.
Yeah, white cheddar.
Yep.
Yep. It's always white cheddar on a curd.
Yep. With a C, not a T. So we're eating cheese.
Seems like it'd be something they have at Culver's to me. I don't know, but that's
Wisconsin, bro.
Yeah, I got you. Not far enough up north.
Geography ain't working today.
I guess.
But I think that's a great marketing idea.
Hey, there you go.
I love that place.
That word poutine just seems, I don't know what it is. Hey, you guys got any poutine? It's like, no, but we don't like you that much.
But we have Putin.
Oh, there you go.
But Culver's is, like my kids, when they come to town and they're at my house, they make a run to Culver's. Every time.
It's my wife's absolute favorite fast food restaurant.
That place is on fire.
They run it. They run it well. They run it really well.
And everything's
it's like
fish.
Chick-fil-A.
You know, everything's fresh.
Yep.
And I like a good fish sandwich, and they got a great one there.
A sandwich?
Yeah, because they bread it and cook it after you order it.
So
it's fresh.
Wow.
So you're the guy slowing up the line.
I am.
That's you.
I am. Well,
but
you know, you
just
pull
park
aside.
Out front. Yeah.
Yeah, you pull aside, and they let the 9 other people that just ordered a burger go ahead of
and they bring it to you.
Yeah, they do.
They're very polite.
Yes.
Yeah.
They hire all the good kids because the rest of them all end up, you know, where.
And they always say, my pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, and that just freaks me right out. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, right.
You know?
That's a great phrase. When we were in St. Kitts years ago, our housekeeper, every time we would thank her for something, she'd say, it is my pleasure.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, speaking of pleasure, there's a right way and a wrong way to make onion rings. And if you've ever had good ones, you know what they are. And Barbecue Bob's got a great recipe. So we're going to cover that here in the next segment. Stick with us. We'll be back.